I buzzed back downtown. I wanted to cash that check in a hurry. I knew of only one person who would give me the crisp green at that hour of the night. Uncle Charlie, the honest miller who ran the Chase Room. Uncle Charlie, in the strict sense of the word, was a gentleman. So with a tender little pat on my cheek, he cashed the check, and I went up Telegraph Hill and home. All of a sudden, my eyes did a couple of inverted loops. All my lights were on. Who's in here? All right, speak up.
Ah, Candy! Light of my life! Come join our party!
Oh, Rembrandt, you gave me a scare.
And you don't scare easy, Candy.
And Mallard, how ducky, a midnight soiree. What goes on here?
Well, the chicken you had in the icebox is delicious.
Was delicious. Looks like you've done everything but eat the bones.
And your vintage is superb too, Candy. Have a little formula.
No, now come on, what gives?
That's my line, Candy. What gives? You're in on something and I want to know about it.
Oh, Mallard, believe me, it's nothing. I'm just trying to parlay a couple of hunches.
Tall hunches. Look at all those clippings on the South Sea Island Steamship Company. What are they for?
Oh, I meant to tell you, Candy. I had remarkable success down at the Chronicle. There's everything you want on that steamship line.
Oh, Rembrandt, did you have to tell the whole world?
You chide me unnecessarily. I merely had the clippings on the table when Hawkshaw here walked in on me.
Okay, Candy, take it from there.
Nothing makes sense yet, Mallard, so there's nothing to tell, really.
Really? How about where were you tonight?
Here and there.
I knew I should have put a man on you.
Two men would be better, I think.
2 days, that's all, Mallard. Just give me 2 days to tie off about 4 loose ends, and I think I'll have it worked out.
All right. But don't forget, the boys down at Kearney Street headquarters don't love you the way I do. 2 days. No more, no less. Thanks for the foul, chicken.
I really don't know what you see in him, Candy.
Here, Rembrandt, here's $50 for you. Go someplace and stabilize the economy.
50? What's all this talk about a recession?
I whipped through the old newspaper clippings. It was all there. Fire at sea on Ellsworth ship. 2 seamen lost near Honolulu. Ellsworth ship loses rudder in storm. On and on it went over a period of 3 years. I threw the papers back on the table, helped myself to Rembrandt's formula, turned down the lights, and went out on the porch. The bay was dark, except for an occasional path of light from a passing freighter. I sat down to think. And think. Then click, click, just like that, 2 little tumblers in my mind fell into place. There was only one thing to do, and that was to do it the hard way.